Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday evening. Hey, what's up, Mr. D, Sister Lola? What's happening? What's going on?
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, everybody? Just another day that the Lord has kept us. What's going on, Globy?
Oh, everything, everything. Sister Lola in the house. I think she in the house. Anyway, she will be if she isn't. Well, we want to welcome everybody to Glorious Gospel Vibes right here on Blog Talk Radio today. We got a great show coming up for you. We're glad that you could come and join us. We're so glad. We thank God that you are able to tune in. Right now, before we get started, let's go into a prayer so we can get ourselves ready and pumped up to receive something today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank and praise you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, our families, our businesses, our jobs, our ministries. Oh, Lord, we're just so grateful for so many things, and we're going to say thank you anyway, even though we know we're not saying thank you enough. Father, you are awesome in our sight. We thank you for lifting us up today. We thank you for waking us up today. We thank you for this radio station and all our listeners that's listening in to us. We thank you for Minister D and Sister Lolo. We just praise God for everybody. Ooh, we just thank you. Thank you, Lord. And we ask you to let the anointing power of God be on us today, that we can get the word of God out to the people that need to hear it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. And
amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. What? Yes, 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 yes. Well, we are having such a wonderful time, and we're going to have a good time. Minister D, what you got going on today? What's really going on with you today?
Well, you know, I try to wait, you know, until we get into the show before we start off with the, you know, the mess, but I just got to go ahead and unleash our stupid news for today. I just got to, I'm calling
oh,
it.
Oh, really?
News. Yeah, I just got to go ahead and drop it on. I got to drop it on. Look, do we need to go to a song first so we can get the get folks' mind right?
Well, we can do that because, you know, today we're going to be speaking on God in the music.
Uh-oh.
Oh, using our imaginations. What you talking about? Oh. The mind is a terrible
All
place.
Right.
What? We got it going on today. Sister Lolo in the house, y'all. We caught.
Oh,
we knew you
in the
coming.
House. I'm here. I'm
Praise
here.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to come at you with Globy Pope, a mind thing, because we're going to talk about some things of the mind today, y'all. What you talking about?
All you got to do is do it. There is really nothing to it. Get in your mind to serve the Lord with all your heart, cause that's the first place that you'll have for your start.
All you got to do is do it. There is really nothing to it. Get in your mind to serve the Lord with all your heart, cause that's the first place that you'll have to start.
And lift your hand up. Do you remember what you said now? You said to be his warrior, his conqueror.
you got to do is bow down in confession. To lead you in the right direction, you have to have the proper self-respect and self-esteem. Cause it's a mind thing.
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 You got to make it happen. You got to make it happen. Well, I tell y'all, today's been so awesome for me. It started yesterday. Me and Sister Lolo had us a conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Confirmation came to
the light.
What you talking about? Uh-huh. Everything we discussed came to the light today. Ooh. Oh, God is good. You know, every time he's trying to get something to you, he gonna confirm that thing. He always confirms it. Oh, today we're going to talk on God and the music. You know, today we are going to be discussing experiencing God in the music. God in our music, especially for songwriters. Okay, now this is going to be a great episode for Christian songwriters and even R&B, because it doesn't matter what type of music it is. You want to be able to feel something especially when you're trying to write. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right.
We say, but some say people still write R&B songs. They still write country songs.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And in order for that to happen, we got to have something going on upstairs.
That's right.
Because we have to be able to hear. We got to be able to hear the Holy Spirit when we are creating or imagining words to be placed in our songs. We have to learn how to meditate on the words of God, which will be in turn set our minds to imagine what it is that God wants us to say to his people. Even if you was writing to a lady friend, and you want the right words to say, so what you going to do? You just going to say what you want to say. But if you wanted to really touch her, You're gonna have to ask God to give you some words.
Well, first of all, let's clear the air.
What you might say might not be.
Let me clear the air. I ain't writing to no lady friend. I'm married.
I'm using it as an example. Now, Sister Lois. She married.
Look, I just want to clear the air. You know, I don't want no. Look, and I'm trying to be able to sleep in my own bed on tonight. I ain't trying to have no problem.
It ain't got to be no love letter, minister. Okay.
It
could be a letter about business or ministry or something like that. But you want to be able to say the right words. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm trying to explain to the people.
I want about to fill in the gap wrong. That's all I'm saying. Continue on.
We're going to come back to that. First of all, I want to hear what it is you got to say before we even get into the mind. Because I might have to switch this all the way around to another and come out another angle when we
Speaking of the mind, some folks are really out of their mind. Okay, struggle we see that. Young lady in Springfield, Missouri, was none too pleased to discover that the crack cocaine she bought was actually plain old sugar. Now, this lady was not about to be ripped off. Allegedly called the police to report her dealer. She called the cops to report her dealer for theft, telling them she paid $40 for crack cocaine and was given sugar instead. Then she asked the cops to arrest the dealer for theft and also asked for a refund. The officers went to the address where she purchased the crack, and, of course, the guy denied selling her the drugs. And, of course, she ended up in hot water herself and arrested her for drug paraphernalia after they discovered the crack pipe. Now, to me, the moral of this story is get what you paid for. That's all I'm saying.
That's all, so that's what you the moral is, just get what you paid for. She bought sugar.
Get what you paid for.
Instead of crack.
Wow. She wanted crack, doggone it. She needed crack. She called the police and said, this man was supposed to give me some crack and gave me sugar. I want him locked up. And I want my
money. The moral of that story is she is out of her mind. So she called the police to let them know she purchased some crack instead of, oh, my goodness.
So basically what she's saying is, what she's saying is, we ain't talking about me. We talking about him. We ain't talking about me right now. We talking about him. He need to go to jail for selling me some bad crack.
He need to go to jail. She
That's
don't
right.
need to go to jail because actually she has not purchased the crack as of yet because she purchased sugar, and she could have got sugar from the store, and they couldn't arrest her in the store, so they shouldn't have been able to arrest her on the street. Is that right?
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
Sugar. I see.
Get what you're paying for. That's all I'm saying.
Ooh, Lord. No, know what you're paying for. You need to test. You need to test it before you buy it.
But no, seriously.
Test before you buy it.
Seriously, articles like this, you know, and I read it. I read it, yes, for the humor, but this lets you know right here, people need Jesus for real. They need Jesus more in a special way. People need Jesus for real. Because without him, you end up with crazy articles like this.
Well, I tell you, we have somebody on hold that want to maybe make a comment on it or come in on it, but I'm gonna bring them on in a few minutes. But right now, I'm gonna play this song. It's called "Looking for Jesus" because some of them need to really look for Jesus because we need some help. We need somebody to talk to us. Lord, "Looking for Jesus" by Tasha Connolly, also known as Tasha Lorray. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
All right, all right. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're looking for Jesus, you're going to find him. Yes, that was Tasha LaRae. Oh, yeah, Shatta. Are you looking? Are you looking? He say, knock. And he going to answer that door. Ask, and he going to answer. Huh? Seek, and you will find him. There you go. Now, look here. We're going to get back to this here, talking about the creating and meditating on the Word of God so that we can create songs with God in the music. That's kind of what we're talking about. Now, I'm telling you, the day I was listening to my pastor, Pastor Creflo Dollar, World Changer Church International, you know I got to put it out there. I'm going to do that. I got to do it. And he spoke on imagining and creating the things we desire with our minds. And he taught that our minds work as one with our hearts. And when you in the mind and the heart coincide together, they create images. The mind and the heart must work together to be connected by a bridge called imagination. Now, they work in concert together. So our thinking flows on the bridge of the heart, which flows with the thinking, which creates images. Now, these images that are created on what we're thinking about, and what we are depositing into our spirit. Because, you know, when we put stuff, when we look at things, okay, say for instance, we looking at a movie. We look at a movie, or we looked at a movie that night before or whatever. And we're in the process of writing a song. Now, you know, we have to stay prayed up. We have to meditate on what we're trying to say. We have to read, to get it in us as to exactly what to say. Now, you know, when we get ready to create or write music, you can't be thinking of some scary picture you saw last night. Because sometimes that stuff gets in your spirit. And when it gets in your spirit, all you're thinking about is somebody got cut, slashed, shot, cut up, all that kind of stuff. And you start seeing images of this in your mind. And you're trying to focus on whatever you're trying to say.
No, you're writing songs about killing folk, huh?
Yeah. You don't went off way off track. You know, you be trying to say something about, you know, the God is love, and you know He loved those that kill people too, but He will forgive you. Now what? You way off track.
Yeah, I kind of see it now. Jesus, but I kill him and I kill him dead.
So you have to separate that kind of thinking. You got to separate it. You got to separate your what you're trying to create and imagine in your mind from that foolishness, and concentrate on the Holy Spirit so that He can deposit in you what you need to say to the people of God or whoever you're trying to really say something to. I'm telling you. So you know, for those of those that just tuned in to our program, this is what we're talking about. So right before we ask your opinion and get some other people's opinion, and I continue with my opinion, I'm going to go back to a song right quick, which is called It's All Right. It's All Right.
It's All Right.
Baptist Church. It's All Right. It's All Right. It's All Right. It's going to be all right. It's all right.
Tell the person next to you, it's all right to have a good time. It's all right to praise the Lord.
All right, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Praise the Lord. It's all right, y'all. That's Ephraim Baptist Tract, right out of the ATL, y'all. What?
Uh-huh.
How's everybody doing? We got a special guest coming on today. We got who we call Suspense 2020 Radio, all in Indianapolis, Indiana. He want to say, yo, hello, what's going on? He got some things he want to discuss, but that's all well and fine. Well, he's going to join us on our program for those of us that just tuned in. We were talking about our imagination. And so, brother Spencer.
My sister, how are you, Glory?
What's going on?
I am doing fine. Minister,
everything.
Mr. Jack, how are you?
I'm
doing great, doing great. Welcome. Well, you know, it's always a privilege. It is an utmost privilege. Like having a driver's license is a privilege, too, especially after you don't have one. It's a privilege to tune into your program because it's always that positive synergy. And, Globy, you had mentioned the fact about what Pastor Dollar has spoke about in regards to some things that inspired you in regards to the imagination and how critical it is within your way of thinking. And you were speaking with, you were speaking to Minister Derek, and he had mentioned the fact about ambiguity. He was like, let's clear the air for all of those that may misunderstand or may misconstrue.
Well, you know,
he all
over there in C, and we were just getting on there. I said, I don't understand what's wrong with it.
I was so far over there waiting because, you know what? If you give people the wrong impression, you'd be surprised how many people will run with it.
And
it's all relevant toward, you know, God in the music. It's all relevant toward the energy. You got the energy and the imagination, which equals the synergy. And let's just be real about it. Some people's synergy, as far as writing music, is not purposed around God being part of the music, even though they may say that. But other thoughts come about in their music as to how to sell it. Or how to package it. And I think it's a wonderful program.
But you don't know. You don't know if it was centered around the Lord or not. You're going to be able to know if it was centered around something that the Holy Ghost would, you know, give you. So, I mean, as soon as you listen to a lot of these songs that's out here, the first thing I think of is Satan.
Yes, I agree.
Where did they get that from?
But you think, you know, you're thinking that the universal way of thinking or the universal thought of music is to share the experience, a life-taught lesson, a self-expression, where the outcome would be to reach, you know, the listeners in a profound way where God can be, you know, where God can be able to have the reward and the glory of it, of that experience. That's what you would think. That's what I was listening to you.
It's all to give God the glory. That's right. It's all to give God the glory.
Well, I say this, it's all about that intent. And, Globy, I was listening to your music. Oh, my goodness. I haven't spoke to you in a while, but I know you got a new track. Oh, I'm not trying to blow your horn. I'm not trying to tease or placate you.
That's an old track.
Well, let me say this to you. Well, the new one that I just heard when I was just listening on your program, it is just galvanizing. I'm sitting here, and I had to get up and just start walking around. It's moving in the spirit, and you're just killing them tracks. So I already know.
Okay.
Globy, I am so proud of you and your music. I can't say it enough. I am proud of
you.
I'm proud of Minister Derek.
I wish you could just wrench around and pop Minister Derek. Wrench around and wrench him off.
I tell you what, I'll wrench around there. Globy, I'll wrench around there in the Reckler. In the Reckler. They Minister Derek, once you get that in the Reckler. I do it in the Reckler. But
oh my God.
I had to go back to Birmingham, Alabama.
What you got to say, Minister D?
I'm sitting here, and it's funny, you know, we are some bilingual and trilingual people here. You know, you got English.
Yeah. So when you listen to this station, you might hear some of anything, you know, but you understand. Yeah, I ain't got to speak proper. You understand.
Yeah.
You got English. You got Ebonics. You got country. You got hood rap.
You the rat. You the hood rat.
Come on. Come on. Come on, Derek. Bring
praise
your minister,
Lord,
Derek.
Anyhow. Praise the Lord anyhow. Anyhow.
Yeah.
Now, for those of y'all who just tuned in, we're not talking about what Mr. D talking about right now. For those of y'all who just tuned in, we are talking about the imagination and how we use our thinking to create images through what we think and what we deposit in our spirits in order to write great anointed melodies, great anointed songs. So now, you know, I remember when I was in the world, I would be at home. Now, you finna hear some country stuff now. Now, you want to hear some of the country. Y'all call it country. Y'all might call it crazy, but I'm gonna throw it on out there.
Okay.
When I would be at home, bumping on my sofa. Y'all don't know nothing about that bumping, do you? And let me explain what bumping is. Some people call it rocking. Some people call it meditating. And in my family, we called it bumping. So back in the day, people would call us bumpers. And not rockers, but bumpers. Because all we did was at a certain time of the day, when everybody get home and we chilling, we sitting, everybody sitting on the sofa, sitting in a little seat, and maybe even in a chair. We would bump the back out of that chair. To us, that was called relaxing. Now, during this time, we had to have on the music. See, the music had to be there because if we didn't have the music, then we wouldn't have no rhythm when we bumping. We all got to be on one accord.
I agree.
So, so we got the rhythm going. Now, as we bumping, we would be imagining everything possible that we wanted to do or create in the future or even maybe the next day.
Visualization.
We thinking now. You know how you got your image. You thinking of everything. Now you thinking about, you know, well, you rocking, you relaxing, you hear the music, you hear the rhythm, you start thinking about something you want to do, you start building it step by step, creating it in your mind, and before you know it, you got the full picture. Full picture, and you know, it's, you got to get that full picture before that music go off. Because you know, when the music go off, everybody stop. Like in church, you know, when the music just playing, everybody hopping, everybody just is jumping. And as soon as the music stop, you see some of them just sit down.
Amen.
They were just in the spirit. Same thing. This ain't what I'm talking about. So the same thing I'm speaking of when you write music. When you want a person to listen, a person listening to be able to feel God in that song, regardless if it's gospel, R&B, or whatever, you want to feel so good that your imagination just goes wild and you begin to create things in your mind that you wouldn't normally just think of right off the bat. And if you feel with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost starts taking you in steps. Oh, sucker down. Y'all don't know
about this. It's a celestial experience.
And complete all the images you need to fulfill that desire or that destination that you trying to that you want to come in contact with. And this is why, for those of you who are Christian songwriters, you have to meditate in the Word of God. And then you keep meditating until you see it, until the process completes the vision. Well, I'm telling you,
amen.
That's how we get there, you go, until the process completes that vision. And you be feeling like you fool. You feel like you done ate a whole chicken. Y'all don't know nothing about it. I don't know about it, Minister D.
You are speaking
Sister
to
Lola.
My spirit, Globy.
Sister Lola.
You are truly speaking to my spirit.
I'm in the house.
Huh?
Can I share something with you? Go ahead. I want to share this with you guys. I feel compelled to share this with you. You ever been at the point in your life where great things, you see where God has blessed you as far as your talent and your greatness. You visualize, like you were saying, Grover, you visualize where God is taking, what he would have ordained in your life, and you know your purpose, or you're more in touch from a spiritual perspective. And then all of a sudden the devil just taps you on the shoulder and reminds you of where you come from and reminds you of the things that you've done to fail in life.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
at that point, sometimes we reach out to music as being uh-huh. that, I mean, through prayer we reach out, you know, to God, we reach out to other prayer warriors. And I think the reason one of the reasons I'm calling your program today, Globe, is because I'm reaching out for prayer. I'm reaching out to prayer warriors. I'm reaching out and I'm speaking to you. And even if no one else could hear this conversation, it would be a sentimental conversation. And that is that I'm needing more prayer right now in my life than ever before in my life, because I've never felt myself be so powerful, but at the same time so vulnerable. And when you get into both of those worlds of it, you need something to be inspired by. And when you reach out to the music, you're hoping that the musician or the writer's content is solely based on something that will uplift you.
There you go.
And that's what your,
that's
what your program means. That's what your program is about today, and I'm feeling it.
There you go. Praise the Lord. Well, honey, we got a prayer warrior on this line. You don't know. We not only Minister Deacon can put a prayer down, but Sister Lois Candy Vernon, she gonna bring inspiration corner. And she gonna lift you. We gonna pray with you today. Oh, the devil can tap all he want. He gonna be tapping on back downstairs when we get through with him today. So that's why we can't say no to you. We can't say no, but we gonna move this thing. This thing gonna get moved today. And matter of fact, I'm gonna play a song called "You Can't Say No." You can't say no, but I tell you right now, we can't say no, because we gonna beat him down today. He gonna walk with a limp, woohoo!
Amen.
I can't even go there.
I receive that.
You'll walk with a limp.
All right. A limp. All right, go.
The Bible says that Jesus came to this world to save it, not to condemn it. And the Bible says that he took upon himself the sins of this world. Upon the cross, he was crucified. He bled and died for a sinner like me. See, we know that we didn't earn it nor deserve it. Then how can I say no to him? So I say,
how can I say no to the one who bore the cross? How can I say no to the one who shed his blood? How can I say no to the one who died for me? Told me to live right.
Can We Say No by Carlton Roberts. Oh, that's an awesome song right there.
Really
oh,
is.
Thank God. Sister Lolo. We looking for inspirational corner today. You know, I'm the only one who can call her Sister Lolo. Her name is Sister Lois Candy Vernon. You know, I'm the only one who say Sister Lolo, but I want y'all to get to know her as Sister Lolo because her name is going to be wide. And y'all going to get
call
on
Candy.
With it, okay? Candy.
Oh, my.
You talking about who? That's the hood over there. See, Candy. Okay, there you go.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Good evening out in Radio Land and to everybody. Glorious Gospel Vibes. Good evening, Minister Derek, Evangelist, and Brother Spencer. We're glad to have you on the line today. And
thank
I want to say this about music before I get into it. Many are called, but few are chosen. No, some people are anointed in music, playing it, singing it, rapping it, however they deliver it. They are anointed. We that are Christians, we have a responsibility to utilize our gifts in music to uplift, to inspire, to console and comfort, to bring about joy and motivation, and in some cases, healing and restoration. God wants us to use our talents to uplift Jesus, to he equipped us with the angelic voices, to soothe the hurting, the sick, and the lost. I wanted to just say, make that point clear. Praise God. But I come to you. I really want to speak to you, Brother Spencer. I feel a deep compassion for you right now. I come to tell you today that this today is your appointed time. Despise not the days of small beginnings. Don't worry about what it looks like. Whatever you're going through right now, my God can use it to get the glory out of your life. If what you're going through seems like God is not there, please know that he's always there, and he's only trying to reposition you for your blessing. Let me say that one more time to you. God is only trying to reposition you for your blessings. But if you didn't know it, now you know that every purpose of God has a timetable. For he said in his word, he said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. He also told me to tell you, so shall my words be, that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Sometimes when you're pestering God concerning a particular thing, he does not grant it immediately. We get upset and we become distraught. But it is because his ways are higher than your ways, and he knows the best time to grant your request. Now, in times when things like God is not moving, it's not because he's not concerned about you, brother. It could be that the time is not right. When the mother of Jesus came to him and told him about the wine at the wedding in Cana, he said to her, woman, my hour has not come. But, you know, when his hour came, he said, Father, this is the hour. Glorify yourself. Now, we know that. Now, we that are pleasing God and walking according to his will, we know that there is a timetable. According to Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which has been planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to break and a time to from embracing. It's a time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow. There's a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Everything in the plan of God has been timed. Your miracle, your breakthrough, it has an appointed time. Your birth was timed. Before you were born, he said, I knew you. I knew when you were born. Spencer, I knew when you were born. I knew your very life. I knew it was preordained. Amen. You were purposely born. It was no accident. Amen. You are here to fulfill a purpose. So I come to tell you today that this is your time. He said, I will go before you, and I'll make crooked places straight. I'll break pieces and gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Yeah, everything, everybody that's in your pathway, I will cut it up and move it out of the way. And I will give the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secrets. Hey, God, oh, I've got riches with your name on it. They've been hidden from you, but now I'm going to show you. I'm going to let you know I'm going to call you by your name. Now I'm calling you by your name to see your blessing, your provision, your healing, your salvation, your deliverance. For I am the Lord. I'm the one that have girded you. I'm the one that protected you. I'm the one that shielded you and held you and guided you every day of your life. I have called you by your name. I am your Savior. I'm your healer, your restorer, your provider, your protector. I am the King of kings and Lord of hosts. And this is your appointed time. You need to really raise your hand and give God some praise.
Amen.
He is so provider.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, bless the Lord.
I receive you. I receive you. I receive you. I receive you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I receive you.
Now, I believe.
Thank you.
Your prayer has already been answered.
Thank you. Thank you.
God, we just thank you today. Right
thank
here
you.
On
thank
Blog
you.
Talk. I tell you, glorious God,
I am
the vibe
so grateful.
We got
thank
going
you.
On.
Thank
God
you. It's done. It's done. It's
oh,
it's done.
Because, see, God cares for you. He cares for you, and he cares for each and every one of us. He will not leave you alone. That was his promise. He will not leave nor forsake you. So the devil can tap, touch, tip, top. He right now, he need a wheelchair. He need a wheelchair today. Huh? We're going to play a little bit of God Cares by Cynthia Coleman and the God Sees Us Joy. Ah.
Thank you.
Me to the depths of my soul. Oh Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you. Oh my God. Well, I'm telling you, Minister G and Prophetess.
Prophetess.
I'm almost speechless.
Amen.
I'm almost speechless. I'm telling you, God is so good.
Yes,
he is so good. Right now, he had no more words. He could he had to go just fall to his knees. He had no more words. But I know he got exactly what he needed today.
Brother Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Well, I am so glad you all was here to join in with us here on Glorious Gospel Vibes when we talked about imagination and hearing God in the music. I'm quite sure today you heard God in the music because the anointing was sure enough present up in this place. And I thank God for being in the house, in the house. Oh, my goodness. So you all stay tuned till next week. We hope to see you. What you got to say, Minister D?
I said, well, just in closing, just want to send a shout-out to the Reed family. A good friend of mine from high school passed this morning. She was only 38 years old, left behind two adult children and one 16-year-old son. Just want to say, you know, in these days and times, you know, we must love everybody, continue to keep everyone lifted up in prayer, and understand that tomorrow is not promised. So as the old song say, praise God, because this may be your last time.
Amen.
Rest in peace.
That's why you have to treat everybody right. I'm telling you, have your soul right for travel, because my suitcase is packing, and it's right, y'all. Y'all got to get it together. We got to get it together, because we never know when our last breath may be. But we just want to say thank you again for joining us on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Sister Lolo, Mr. D, we'll see you next week. We love you. God bless. God bless.
We love you.
See you next week.